The first draft of the Coastal Policy Reform Act of 2013 provoked shock, even outrage, among some environmental watchdog groups around the state. The bill makes it easier for beach communities to get through the terminal groin permitting process, largely by removing what had been prohibitive financial requirements. And while the North Carolina Coastal Federation is an outspoken opponent of the erosion control devices, spokesman Mike Giles says his group is happy that lawmakers kept the statewide limit of 4 groins in place.
Some of the mitigation and protections, mitigation, repair, or of environmental damage that has been taken out of the bill has some concern, but you know, right now we're comfortable with the bill as it's written.
Giles credits Representatives Rick Catlin of New Hanover County and Chris Millis of Pender with modifying the final legislation to preserve what will be a terminal groin pilot program for the state. Rachel Lewis-Hilburn, WHQR News.